The Bond Act would permit the state to borrow money to buy iPads and other tablets, plus related technology like better high-speed internet access for school children. It would also pay for new classrooms for expanded pre-kindergarten programs. Cuomo, just days before the election, spoke at length about the $2 billion Bond Act for the first time since the proposal was introduced as part of the budget. The governor says it's the single best thing New York can do to bring better technology to schools.
We jumpstart the technology revolution in education, which is long, long overdue.
Several months ago, Cuomo, perhaps anticipating that voters would approve the proposal, appointed a commission to decide how best to spend the money. The commission members include Google CEO Eric Schmidt. Cuomo, who has long been at odds with teachers, school boards, and others in the education community, says public education is also the largest public monopoly and is resistant to change. He says New York spends the highest amount of money per pupil in the nation, yet gets results that are only in the middle of the pack.
It is not okay on any level. And our kids deserve better than just an average education system.
The language used to describe the amendment is designed to appeal to voters. It will be known as the Smart Schools Bond Act. But fiscal watchdog groups say it might not be such a wise idea. E.J. McMahon of the Empire Center says it doesn't make sense to use 8-year bonds to pay for computer tablets that will be outdated long before the bonds are repaid with interest.
They're assuming that an iPad, you know, a box full of iPads that some school buys next year are still going to be, you know, useful and not obsolete in 2022. Nobody believes that.
The Citizens Budget Commission says New York State is fast approaching its debt ceiling and should limit borrowing. The group points out there has not been any assessment of what schools actually need. The State Board of Regents asked for just $1 million for new computers for school children in its most recent state aid request. The board is staying neutral over whether New Yorkers should approve the Bond Act. Teachers and school administrators did not ask for the funds. They're supportive of the Bond Act, but they have some reservations. The executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Creamer, says there's a crying need for better technology in the classrooms, and the school boards hope the Bond Act could help with that. But Creamer is also worried about the precedent of borrowing long-term to pay for technology like iPads.
It is a concern. My initial reaction was, is borrowing for that kind of technology that is quickly obsolescent a very good idea?
New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee says teachers welcome additional dollars for technology. But earlier this year, she expressed some concerns as well.
Giving kids tablets with no direct instruction and no upgrading along the way and no access to internet, it doesn't serve any purpose. There's a lot of assumptions made when the concept is thrown out. So again, it's all about the details.
As the vote draws near, education groups seem to be loath to lobby against what could essentially be free money for schools. NYSET is spending $200,000 on a promotional ad campaign to urge passage of the Bond Act. But McMahon with the Empire Center says voting against the Bond Act is not a vote against computer tablets for children or pre-kindergarten.
The Bond Act is not about that. It's about the best way to pay for it. And the good news is, if you want those things, we're already paying for it through annual budget appropriations, which is the better way to pay.
He says the state already has a multi-billion-dollar school building aid fund to construct classrooms, and the education budget includes $38 million for new technology for schools. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.